And now it's Cousin Willie on NBC.
This is the one about Cousin Willie. Billy Idelson is Cousin Willie. Frank and Doris Hursley write it, and it's produced and transcribed by Homer Canfield. Willard O. Knott, our Cousin Willie, came to California from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is staying, temporarily, with his cousins, the Marvin Sample family of 2164 Mariposa Avenue, Glendale. So far, he's been with them, temporarily, 7 weeks. Tonight, the Sample family is out for dinner. So Willie has gone to bed early and is sound asleep when...
Hello? Wrong number.
Willie is hardly asleep once more when...
Oh, the alarm clock. Must be 8 o'clock. Oh, wrong 8 o'clock.
Willie had hardly got to sleep for the third time.
Okay, I give up.
How?
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I thought you were Brother Marvin.
Oh, no, I'm Cousin Willie.
Oh, well, where's Brother Marvin?
You mean Cousin Marvin?
No, I mean Brother Marvin.
Well, we're not brothers.
Who's not brothers?
Cousin Marvin and me. We're cousins.
Yeah, well, all I want to know is Brother Marvin in?
Oh, you mean Cousin Marvin is your brother?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, excuse me, I didn't know. I wonder what that makes us.
Well, I don't know what that makes you, but it makes me a son of a Mustang.
Is that so?
My brother Marvin is also a son of a Mustang.
Yes? Well, I'm certainly surprised.
Yes, we're large brothers. Belong to the same herd.
Same herd of Mustangs.
That's right. Yes. I'm the big Winnie.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Now, look, if you don't mind, is Brother Marvin home?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Oh, Cousin Marvin isn't.
Well, are you expecting him?
Oh, sure, he always comes home.
When?
Different time.
When is he coming home tonight?
Well, he didn't say tonight.
Well, do you think you could give him a message when he comes home?
Oh, sure.
Well, all right. Now, tell Brother Marvin, the lucky son of a Mustang in this week's TP raffle is Brother Marvin Sample. He won first prize.
Oh, he did? Well, what's the prize?
Gloria LaPlunge.
Gloria LaPlunge? Cousin Marvin won her in a raffle?
Yep. How else would he win her?
Well, what's he going to do with her?
I'm sorry, friend. Lodge secret. All I can divulge is Brother Marvin Sample. Brother Marvin Sample has won the exclusive right to a date with Gloria LaPlunge, the famous moving picture actress, for next Saturday night. She'll be ready and waiting for it.
For Cousin Marvin?
Brother Marvin.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, say how to Brother Marvin for me, will you?
How?
How's that?
How?
How? Hey, wait a minute. You aren't a son of a Mustang.
Oh, no, but I know how.
Oh, Cousin Willie, are you still up?
Oh, sure, Cousin Fran. I've been reading.
We had such a lovely time at the Harpers.
Hi, Cousin Willie.
How, Cousin Marvin?
Boy, did we have a lousy time at the Harpers. Did you say how?
Oh, sure.
Why, Willie, you've been reading movie magazines.
Oh, sure. I went down to the drugstore and bought some.
They've all got Gloria LaPlunge's picture on them.
Sure, I've been doing some research.
Why, Cousin Willie, research on a movie actress?
You know, this is almost the most interesting research I ever did. It turns out that the general impressions about Gloria LaPlange are all wrong. She's not 36 years old. She's only 21. And although she lives in a house with two swimming pools, one of which is filled with water delicately scented with Moonlight Madness number 4.
What's in the other one?
Nothing. It's for when she doesn't care to go swimming.
Good night.
What she would really like to live in is a simple cottage with a man she loves.
Who's that?
Well, that seems to change from time to time. See, the trouble with her is she keeps searching for her ideal, and each time when she finds somebody who she thinks is her surefire 100% gilt-edge ideal, and they have a glorious romance all over the Sunset Strip, and impulsively elope to Las Vegas in the rosy dawn, right after his or her last divorce becomes final, or both, her ideal turns out to be just a heel who's only interested in double martinis and community property.
Goodness. How many times did that happen?
Well, the authorities seem to disagree. Some say 4 times and then others say 5. Depends on whether you count that time she went to Tijuana instead of Las Vegas.
Willie, how in the world did you ever get interested in Gloria LaPlange?
Well, I was talking to a fellow about her. He told me she was a prize.
A prize? Has somebody been here?
Oh, sure. The big Winnie himself.
He was? What did he want?
Oh, he just blew in. He wanted to see you.
About the lodge business?
Oh, sure.
Oh, those old sons of Mustangs. Does anybody else want a snack before going to bed?
Oh, thanks, Cousin Fran. I wouldn't mind.
Did he have any news?
How? You won. How?
I won?
First prize, Gloria LaPlange.
I did? Oh, no.
She'll be all ready and waiting for you Saturday night.
But what am I going to do with Gloria LaPlange? I'm a married man.
Well, so far as I've been able to figure out from my research, Gloria LaPlange doesn't seem to have any prejudice about that.
Yeah, but Fran does. She's just full of prejudices.
Well, why don't you just turn in your ticket and ask for your money back?
And have all those sons of Mustangs give me the horse laugh? Willie.
What are you looking at me for?
Willie, I just had an idea.
What idea?
You.
Me?
Yes, Willie, you.
Oh, no, Cousin Marvin, not me.
Well, you don't have a wife.
No, but I've got a girl, sort of. You know, freckles. You can lose a girl even easier than you can a wife.
Well, a date with Gloria LaPlange would be something to tell your grandchildren about.
Well, that'd depend upon who their grandmother was.
Look, Willie, one date with a girl, that's not too much to ask, is it?
No, I'm sorry, Cousin Marvin. Freckles expects to have a date with me this Saturday.
Well, look, Cousin Willie, tell her the whole situation. Call her up right now.
You don't think it's too late? It must be 10 o'clock.
Go on, call her. Girls like being called in the middle of the night.
Well, okay, Cousin Marvin, if you say so. This is Willie.
Oh, hello, Willie. My goodness, are you still up?
Oh, sure. If I were in bed, I wouldn't be calling you.
Oh, no, I should certainly hope not.
Freckles, you know I was going to ask you for a date Saturday night.
Oh, how nice of you, Willie. I accept.
Excuse me, Freckles. I got to speak to Cousin Marvin.
What'd she say?
She said she accepts.
Oh, good night. Get out of it.
Hello, Freckles.
What are we going to do, Willie?
Excuse me, Freckles. Now she wants to know, what are we going to do?
Tell her nothing.
Nothing, Freckles.
Oh, that's nice. I just love sitting home with you, doing nothing, Willie.
Excuse me, Freckles. I got to speak to Cousin Marvin again.
What'd she say?
She said she loves sitting home with me doing nothing.
Oh, good night, Willie. Tell her you can't sit home with her.
I can't sit home with you, Freckles.
All right, Willie. I don't care where we sit.
Excuse me again, Freckles.
What'd she say?
She says she doesn't care where we sit.
Oh, you're just making it worse.
Well, gosh, Cousin Marvin, I did everything you told me to. Now I've got a date with Freckles to go someplace and sit.
Well, you've got to get out of it.
Well, every time I try to get out, I get in deeper.
Well, you aren't going to let me down, are you?
Oh, no.
Okay, tell her about the raffle.
Hello, Freckles?
Oh, Willie, I thought you'd fallen asleep or something.
Freckles, you know my cousin Marvin.
Yes?
He belongs to a lodge, and they had a raffle, and he won first prize. It was a Son of a Mustang raffle.
Oh, Son of a Mustang?
Yes, and I'm supposed to take the prize out Saturday night.
Now you're talking.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll be able to see him.
Him?
Well, the cute little boy Colt, Mr. Sample, won his first prize.
Oh, God.
Well, what'd she say? What'd she say?
She wants to see the cute little boy Colt you won.
Oh, ye God, let me speak to her.
Okay.
Hello, Freckles. I have something important to tell you.
My goodness, Willie, what happened to your voice? You sound just like a radio announcer.
Freckles, this isn't Willie.
My goodness. With whom is it that I have the pleasure of the date with then?
This is Willie's cousin Marvin.
Oh, cousin Marvin.
Yes. Freckles, I have some news for you. My lodge held a raffle.
Yes, Willie told me.
I won first prize.
Yes, Willie told me.
Well, I turned the prize over to Willie for Saturday night.
Yes, Willie told me.
Well, Freckles, do you know what the prize is?
Yes, Willie told me.
Freckles, the prize is Gloria LaPlunge.
Oh. Willie didn't tell me. Suddenly, I feel just like retiring. Suddenly. Please tell Willie I've retired. Good night, Mr. Sample.
What did she say?
Just, she's retired.
Oh, God, Cousin Marvin, she has? The best girl I ever had is retired on me.
It seems to Cousin Willie, while he is dressing for the date with Gloria, that he can remember Gloria's Gloria LaPlunge in every possible costume, in every conceivable pose, against every known background. Gloria in an evening gown, her eyes closed, her nostrils quivering, her lips parted, yearning.
God.
Gloria in a bathing suit, her eyes closed, her nostrils quivering, her lips parted, yearning.
Boy.
Gloria in Jodhpur, her eyes closed, her nostrils quivering, her lips parted, still yearning.
Wow.
And now, at last, he is to meet Gloria face to face.
Gosh, what'll we talk about?
The lady in question is sitting in a booth of the Peacock's Tail on the Sunset Strip, with Georgie Hasselbein, her publicity agent, waiting for the arrival of her blind date.
Honest, Georgie, this hits me like another dumb idea. Blind date with a Mustang.
Look, look, Gloria, you're at the top. Only you're slipping a little. You're still up there, all right, but you aren't bouncing.
What good does it do me to horse around with a bunch of old Mustangs?
Publicity, baby, publicity.
How do you do, ma'am? I guess you wouldn't know me, but I'd know you any place, any time, anywhere.
One of my fans.
Give the fan your autograph, honey.
Well, of course, I would be glad to have your autograph, ma'am, but that isn't all. As I understand it, you were the first prize in a raffle for the Sons of the Mustang?
Yes.
I won.
Why, Georgie, a young Mustang!
Don't mention it.
For once, I get a break.
Come here and sit beside me.
Yeah, sit down. My name is Georgie Hasselbein. What's yours?
Willard O'Not. How do you do?
Usually, Georgie only lets me get near real old fellas with one foot in the grave and the other one with arthritis. This one's huge.
Oh, sure.
Tell me, what do you Mustangs do?
Do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I'm not really a Mustang. I'm just the second cousin by marriage once removed of a Mustang.
Isn't he cute? Georgie, isn't he cute?
Oh, no.
I tell you something, Willard. She ought to know.
Well, she sure should. My friends call me Willie.
What do you do for a living, Willie?
Well, right now, I'm a reconditioned vacuum cleaner salesman.
Oh, isn't that cute? I just love salesmen.
Yeah, especially reconditioned ones. How old are you, Willie?
Well, right now, 23.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah, real cute.
Gosh, are you sure?
Hey, you mind if I ask you some questions, Willie?
Oh, no.
You're pretty crazy about Gloria, huh?
Oh, sure. I think she's glorious.
Oh, isn't he cute?
You know, the first time I saw her in a movie, I fell in love with her.
Oh, isn't he cute?
I was only 10.
Listen, you don't have to emphasize that angle so much. Let's make it yourself head over heels, passionately in love with her the first time you clasp eyes on her on the silver screen. How's that?
You sure make it sound good.
I like you, Willie. I like you.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Gloria, they just motioned me. You got a long-distance telephone call. I'll escort you. Excuse us, Willie? You can look over the menu while we're gone.
Oh, sure.
What do you mean, long-distance telephone call, Georgie?
Listen, I want to talk to you. Get an angle. You know why you've been slipping?
Who said I've been slipping?
Listen, honey, let's face it. The trouble is you don't appeal to the younger generation like you did to their dads, you see?
Didn't you hear what Willie said?
Yeah, that's what gave me my great idea. Now, look, I'll build you a terrific romance with this young punk here. If he goes for you, maybe all the young punks will go for you.
Georgie, don't you ever think of anything besides publicity?
Oh, sure, horse racing. Okay, now let's go back. Now leave it to you, babe. I still got respect. Hey, Willie, Gloria doesn't even want to talk long distance to New York. She wants to talk to you. Sit down, boy. Sit down.
Right here beside me, Willie.
Gosh, I sure never thought I'd be sitting right next to Gloria LaPlante. Oh, excuse me. Did I bump you, Miss LaPlante?
Oh, isn't he cute? Call me Gloria, honey.
Oh, Gloria.
Willie?
Don't pay any attention to me, folks. I'm just staring at you.
What would you like to do, Willie?
Me?
Yes, me.
Right now?
Yes.
I kind of hate to ask you this.
Oh, don't be afraid with me, Willie.
Okay, Gloria. Wouldn't you like something to eat, too?
All right, fellas, right this way. A couple of press photographers looking for La Plunge. It's just awful the way she can't get away from them.
They want to take our picture.
Oh, me too? What for?
Okay, boys, make it snappy. La Plunge is having a very interesting time, and she doesn't want to waste even one little teensy minute. You get it?
Oh, George, you shouldn't tell them about us.
Okay, now, Willie, I guess you wouldn't mind moving a little closer for the boys, would you?
Oh, no.
He's just a simple, average, private citizen boy. He's age 23. He don't go for this public stuff. Name is Willard O'Not, age 23. Turn your face toward each other now. Now, yearn.
Huh?
You too, Willie. Everybody knows your little secret anyway. Come on, make it snappy, huh, boys? Like I said, this fella's different. There you are. Now, scram before he blacks your eyes. We're interfering with his privacy. So long, boys.
So long. It was real nice of them to want to take my picture, wasn't it?
Willie. Willie, the funny thing is, I kind of like you. Honest. Why don't you sit a little closer, honey?
Gloria.
Sandy, Sandy! Somebody!
Marvin, what's the matter? What's happened?
Look here.
Oh, my goodness, I thought... Oh, my goodness, it's Cousin Willie and Gloria LaPlunge. LaPlunge is doing it again. This time the romance is with Willard O'Knott, a mere youth of 23. Oh, Marvin, what about Freckles?
Did you call me, Cousin Marvin?
Oh, did I call you? Look at this, you Casanova.
Gosh, is that me?
Does Freckles know about it, Cousin Willie?
Oh, gosh, I better get right over to the homey hall for bachelor girls. I wouldn't blame her if she wouldn't even speak to me. I wouldn't myself.
Oh, it's you. Good morning.
Hello, Franklin.
To what do I owe the unexpected pleasure of this unexpected call to, if I may ask?
Gosh, Freckles, can't we talk someplace in private?
The Homey Hall for Bachelor Girls provides just these parlors. We're both respectable and adequate, Mr. Knott.
I can explain everything, Freckles.
Well, go ahead, if you so desire. We have free explaining in this country.
Well, nothing means a thing. I was just taking Cousin Marvin's place as a son of a Mustang.
Oh, is that all you were doing? He doesn't show in the picture.
Well, I wasn't close to her like that all the time, just when they took the picture.
What a coincidence.
Well, it wasn't just a coincidence. It was because you have to be like that to both get in the picture. Otherwise, they have to take two pictures and waste a lot of flash bulbs.
Well, they seem to have the idea that you are Miss LaPlunge's next romance, Mr. Knott.
Well, honest, Freckles, that's just their idea.
Could it possibly be the glamorous movie queens also, possibly?
Not possibly, also.
Oh, Willie. How could you be such a son of a Mustang?
Good morning, Cousin Willie. Well, did you fix everything up with Freckles?
Good morning, Cousin Fran. Oh, sure.
What did I tell you? That girl's got a good head on her shoulders.
Oh, sure. And good shoulders, too.
Say, Willie, would you be interested in joining the Sun?
No. Thank you, Cousin Marvin. I'll answer it, Cousin Fran. Hello?
Hello. Oh, Willie, this is Gloria.
Gloria? Oh, Gloria. Yeah. Oh. Oh, sure. But, see, I come from Milwaukee, and Lake Michigan's too cold most of the time. And when it isn't too cold out of the water to swim in, the wind is from the west, and that washes the warm water out, so it's too cold in the water to swim in. And when it's warm enough in the water to swim in, the wind is from the east, and that means that out of the water it's too cold to swim in the water. But I'm crazy about swimming, only I haven't any trunks out here with me.
Well, I'll have my car at the door in just 15 minutes. Oh, and don't worry about the trunks. I have an enormous collection. See you, Willie, 15 minutes.
Gloria, I'm sorry, but Gloria, she hung up. Her car's coming for me. She has an enormous collection of trunks. Oh, gosh.
Let's see you do the swan dive, Willie.
Okay, Gloria.
Oh, I think Willie's a wonderful diver. Don't you, Georgie?
Yeah, he's great. A regular goldfish.
Georgie, he's cute.
Listen, don't go making any trips to Las Vegas with that punk, that's all.
Oh, you're cute too, Georgie. But Willie, you don't have to swim all the time.
Oh no. I mean... I'm all through.
Oh, well, come and lie beside me in the sun and we'll talk.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't mind me. Just step over me, Willie.
Oh, sure. Only... I guess I better be going.
Uh-oh, here come the camera boys again. I don't know how they always find you, Gloria.
Well, I got to get going.
Just a minute. You're a gentleman, aren't you? You wouldn't leave a lady alone at the swimming pool, would you? Put an arm around her, Willie.
Huh?
Okay, boys, make it snappy.
Now, cheer up, Willie. Circles will be here any minute. I told her I wanted to talk to her. I do, too.
What'll I say?
Well, just tell her exactly what happened.
I already told her what happened wouldn't happen, and it did.
There she is now. You go answer it. I'll be in the kitchen.
Good evening. Oh, Mr. Knott.
Hi, Freckles. Come in.
I came to see Mrs. Sample, who called me.
I know. She told me.
She certainly didn't tell me you were going to be here.
Well, I know. She didn't tell me either. I mean, she did tell me. She didn't tell you. But she didn't tell me what...
You're not making yourself very clear, Mr. Knott.
I don't feel very clear.
Is Mrs. Sample at home?
Oh, sure. She'll be here in a minute.
In that case, I'll wait.
Freckles.
Yes?
Freckles, what can I do to prove to you that I don't care a bit about Gloria LaPlante?
And what, may I ask, do I care in the least whether you do or you don't? Or whether you do or you don't get your picture on the front page of a very cheap newspaper with both of you lying beside a swimming pool.
I couldn't help it, Freckles.
If there's one thing that I don't admire in a man, it's not being able to help things they can't help.
Well, gosh, what could I do, Freckles?
You could tell Miss LaPlange to go jump in her swimming pool, the one without the water in it.
Okay, I will.
Oh, Willie. Willie, you don't have to say that.
That's what I'm going to say. I'll just tell her. Miss LaPlange, please. Oh, she did? Las Vegas? Who with? Oh, Georgie. Well, give them my congratulations. Oh, just one of her fans.
Oh, Willie. Don't tell me. Just... My goodness. You certainly are very convincing, Mr. Knott.
This has been Cousin Willie, an NBC Radio Network production starring Billy Idol. Cousin Willie is written by Frank and Doris Hursley. Marvin Miller was heard as Marvin Sample, Trisha Dunlap as Fran Sample, Patty Chapman, Freckles, with music by Robert Armbruster. Jimmy Wallington speaks. Cousin Willie, produced and transcribed by Homer Canfield, came to you from Hollywood.